Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another hour of LNB, Passage to Empowerment. I hope all of you have been good to the baby yous. And tonight's topic is loving yourself with food. I am the N in LNB. My name is Nina. And we have our lovely Lydia.
Hello.
Good evening,
and
everybody.
And Brenda.
And, of course, Brenda. Tonight we're going to be talking about loving ourselves with food. What exactly does that mean? Any ideas?
Put food all over our body.
Yeah.
Nurturing ourselves. Food is energy, folks. It's fuel.
Well, I also like to suggest a base, sort of like a basic, loving yourself with food. It is really not that different than loving yourself, period. Or how you would love someone else, or how you would like someone to love you. Okay, last week we talked about appreciating our body, and that meant appreciating our body without judgments and all that other crazy entrapment stuff that other people put on us. So, if you think that your body needs love, and you think about a loving kind of food to give your body, what would that be? Everybody give an answer. What would you love your body with today with food? What food would you give your body? Lydia.
Pizza.
Today. Pizza.
Today, right now.
Okay.
Pizza.
And Nina?
Well, today we had homemade ham and split pea soup with bruschetta. I love my body with that.
Yeah, AJ said strawberries, and I'll tell you, quite honestly, AJ, I would love some strawberries along with some green olives, and no, I didn't say bourbon, some green olives and some green onions and maybe a slice of really good cheddar.
All together?
Yeah.
Brenda,
hey,
are you not
it's on me
something?
Loving my body today. That's what I would do. I'm going to have to just give myself a little small date instead of a big love because I don't have all those things here.
I think
but I can dream about
with,
that kind of love.
Yeah, loving ourselves with food, I think, is anything that is relatively good for us in that good, healthy range. I think overindulging in anything that is full of fat and stuff is probably not that great for us or our body, but I think every now and then we should indulge ourselves in a little of the bad stuff.
Well, now, see, she's perfect. Let's take what Nina said. Now, she said overindulging in sort of, you know, more overly rich stuff. And she said, but we should indulge in stuff. This is my way of reframing that is, yeah, overindulgence is probably not loving yourself no matter where you're doing it. But indulging yourself and giving yourself sweet little treats and things like that, and I'm not saying sweet as in sugar, but it could be a treat of just olives and baby corn or something. It doesn't have to be the perfectly wholesome food. There's a lot of things that are associated with food. I'm sure we can all think about when we were children and there was a certain food that either made us feel safe or loved. Everybody remembers my great-grandmother's fried chicken. We remember our mom's split pea soup on snowy days.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom made great baked spaghetti.
That all sounds so good.
So, but the point is, you're not going to eat that every day. That is, right. Sometimes those little belly warmer love kind of things, those are good. Lydia talked about pizza today,
yep.
And that's what she would love herself with. That's brilliant to me because then you're honoring your feelings. And
right.
If your feelings are only about pizza every day, then we have to probably start talking about understanding what love means.
I haven't had pizza in a long time, and I've been running all day. And my sister's visiting, and we've both been very, very busy today wrapping up the guild sale. And so I said, what do you want for dinner? And we got this thin crust pizza with no sauce, very little cheese, but it had sun-dried tomatoes and onions and olive oil. It was very good. I'm glad I had it. I think it was just what the doctor ordered for me.
That sounds delicious.
I had one piece.
And you know what? I think we all need to every now and then indulge in comfort foods, and those comfort foods, like Brenda said, her mom's baked spaghetti, mac and cheese, whatever your comfort food is, I think we do need to indulge in that. I'm not saying go overboard and eat the whole damn recipe yourself, but for sure have some.
But the other side of the coin, like AJ was saying, that she refuses to not eat healthy. In other words, she lives somewhere where getting fresh foods is super expensive because it has to be, I don't know, trucked way in or flown in or something, but she's way away from regular close markets, from my understanding. But she spends the money on that because, as she said, now this is very loving, make sure you catch this, whoever you are listening, she said that her body deserves it. Now, if that ain't a love thing for your body, I don't know what is. That's loving your body. That's it in a nutshell. What does your body deserve? You know, what if let's jump back to last week, because some of us, I don't know how you all did, but my baby B was not taken care of very well. Baby Brenda, she needs a nanny. She needs one. That's doing a hell of a lot better than her mama, because this mama was all over the place, bad mama. I was bad mama. There'd be books written about me. So.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Don't go where I went, because little baby B didn't get enough sleep. Some days she didn't even get something to eat. It's just crazy. And listen, this is a process, folks. You don't just turn a switch and then tomorrow you're the perfect body lover. Tomorrow you're not the perfect me lover. Most people, you don't just put a switch and tomorrow you're the best lover, period, no matter what. It's a process.
I did pretty good with that process last week.
Oh, of course you did, Miss Goody Two-Shoes.
But that was that was only until Friday. And then Friday came then my grandkids were here, and, yeah, all of that went out the window. But from last Monday to last Thursday when I weighed in, I'd lost 4 pounds. So I was really, really eating healthy for baby Nina and doing my exercising for baby Nina and just doing everything right until Friday. And then dun, dun, dun.
we
good
won't
for
talk
you,
about
Nina.
I think that that's fabulous. I mean, I know that there's a bunch of people who are dropping weight around us. I know that Mel, she lost 7 pounds. Get going, Mel. And she's working out, too, like Nina, just, and she's watching her foods. To me, I mean, it may seem like kind of a hard thing to do, but when you start looking at that it's what your baby body needs or whatever, then maybe it's not so hard because you might have a little bit more compassion for a baby if you're not me.
Yeah, me. I was very busy. And I got
Nina's the one that generally kind of takes us to the – she's the one that spearheads, let's do this right. And then Lydia's sort of like, hey, okay, I'm here, I'm on it. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get there. Give me another couple weeks. So I'm the blue
doesn't
devil.
There's no timetable to this.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, just do it on your own time, but make steps towards doing it. That's all that counts.
Right. And I had opportunities this last week to really be harsh with myself. And I will say that even though I might not have taken the best care of baby Lydia, I wasn't real harsh with myself. I was forgiving.
Good.
And, yeah, and that was a good thing. I ate well. I didn't eat enough a lot of days. But I ate, you know, good things. And I think my sister being here helped me a lot with the stress. But, you know, that's part of this life, folks. When we go with our friends and our family that love us and support us, it makes life so much easier. And it makes it easier to love our babies.
It sure does, Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Well said. So figure out what things that you believe that your body could use. Could your body use a break from junk? Could your body use a break from being perfect all the time? What kind of things do you think your body could use? Sometimes fasting, and I'm going to put this out here, everyone doesn't really agree with me, but I believe that sometimes fasting is a good thing for some people. Your body sometimes wants a little vacation and just to not have to worry about what your intestines are going to be doing every other third whatever. The other thing is sometimes if you're not eating enough, your body could be starving if you're one of those people who just refuses to feed themselves. And I'm not talking specifically about somebody who's Anna or anorexic. If you're eating a lot of processed foods, your body's probably starving big time because the nutrients are almost all washed out of there. But you're getting a lot of fillers that put on calories and weight and doesn't make your body happy. It might make your taste buds happy. But you're more than your taste buds.
You
and
are,
I think
and
sometimes,
also, you know, go ahead,
Lydia. I think sometimes that Lydia, go. I'm shutting up now.
I'm thinking that sometimes for myself, I'm going to speak for myself. Sometimes when I am feeding my body, let's say sweets, which is something that my mind craves or, you know, I just want. And some of it is that pouty little Lydia who, you know, wants to be reassured that life is sweet, but then I might eat too much. But I think it's something that maybe you're looking for something else. I know that Lydia, little Lydia, is looking for love and the sweetness and the joy of life. And sometimes she fuels her body with sweets because she's tired and she's not taking time for herself. So sometimes when you do these things, don't berate yourself, but look at, and I'm speaking for myself, I have to look at what's going on in my life. Am I not getting, you know, am I not getting snuggle time with my husband? Am I not calling dear friends and talking to them? You know, balance is a key. But I don't believe that eliminating everything from your life is a good thing, but a balance. But if you're going off one end or the other, it's not necessarily a good thing. Go ahead, Nina.
Well, I was just going to say sometimes processed food tricks us into thinking it tastes good. But if we eat whole foods and real foods, they are a whole lot more tasty than the processed stuff and a lot better for us.
They're high in sugar and salt and fat, all yummy things to our taste buds. And so it's tricking, but it's, you know, that's why they put them in there, folks, so that you keep eating them. If everybody starts eating healthy, then they're going to have to get their snack foods healthier.
Yeah, there's a trick that they use basically with foods, and this is something, in case you don't know this, whether you go through and look at the nutritional guide or not, if it says low salt, they usually pump up the fat in that food or the sugars. If it says that it's low sugar or sugar-free, then even if they use a sugar substitute, oftentimes they're pumping up the salt or the fat. And that's, they use those combinations generally to play with your taste buds so that your taste buds are in control of you. And that's certainly not where we want to be. But Nina has a great point, and the more that you eat healthier foods or you cook at home versus fast foods, the more you find that your taste buds change. If you do this experiment, if you're somebody who tends to salt food without looking at it, was guilty of that many moons ago, probably about 40, till our mom took the salt away. We would just salt without even looking at it. And I had to get my friend G, my sweetie G, because I used to just almost have a heart attack when he'd go with the sugar in his coffee and the salt. And it's like, how do you know that it even needs that much sugar? You know, are you working on automatic with your eating? Or are you actually consciously thinking about what's going in your body? So here's the experiment. If you tend to salt food all the time, take the salt away. If you can't make a week, do it for 3 days. Pretty soon, if you keep trying that experiment and you keep stretching it out, you'll find that food is extremely salty on its own. And
yes,
the same thing with sugar. Just start moving away from it. Our mom also took sugar out of the house, too. So I was just thinking that I need to, I got this little container for the sugar, and it's a new, they have these new containers now where you can push a button and it'll espresso out like a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon. And I thought, well, that's great. It could sit there on the counter because I never use sugar. I'm not kidding. I can't remember where the sugar is.
Wow.
I haven't baked anything in a while, and I thought, because I have a couple of cupboards, and I just don't use it. There's no sugar bowl or anything like that out on the counter or the stove or the island because I don't use sugar that way. And thanks to Mom, we got used to eating cereal without sugar. So just try something like that. Try to let go of something that you normally do all the time. If you eat meat, like, every day, you can't live without it, try to do a couple of meals this week with no meat.
Yeah.
And trust me, you will not become instantly anorexic. You will not die of anemia. There's a lot of substitutes for meat. Come on, ladies. Give them to us. There's peanut butter. There's
eggs.
Legumes. Yes. Well,
eggs.
Yeah. There's a
lot of cheese.
Yes.
Cheese, cottage cheese, fish.
Cottage cheese is a great substitute for eating just red meat specifically,
fish,
or
soy.
Pork. Yeah, textured vegetable protein, is that TVP? And soy.
Yeah, black beans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, just it's for fun. Or just try it. Just for fun. And I will say this, you know, if you make something and it's horrible, you have my permission to throw it out. You're not a garbage can. You do not have to eat things that do not make you feel good or, you know, have been ruined. But
you know,
if you
quinoa,
try it,
you know, you guys, quinoa has protein in it. The grain quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A, pronounced quinoa, has protein in it.
Yeah, my husband will eat it.
Well, you know, we'll shove it down his gullet the next time I see him.
Okay.
We'll down and make him eat it.
Yeah.
Hear that? Hear that, Jim?
No, he's in bed. No, I'm going to try to do it. The only way he's actually tried it was in a cold salad, and he just didn't care for it that way. But I am going to actually cook it up like rice and see if he will eat it that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow, AJ's talking about quinoa pudding. I can't imagine that. Is it like rice pudding, AJ?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I've had it like that, and it's good.
All of your nuts and seeds have protein in them. So some seeds and legumes, although split peas, I don't know what they fall under. I don't think they're a legume, but I could be
they're
wrong.
Vegetables.
They're vegetables. Lentils have a lot of protein, really good protein in there.
Well, that's
and
what
they
I
have
put,
vitamin C, too.
I use lentils in my split pea soup as well. So, yeah, there's lentils in there along with the split peas. So we get it all when I make my soup.
You know, and if you get a hold of a tortilla, folks, one of those big wrapper things, you can cook some lentils and just not so it's soupy, just cook them so that they're dense, and you can either puree them in your little blender or something, or you can sort of leave them whole, and then you can mix in a bunch of chopped up vegetables with the lentils and some curry, garlic, things like that, and you could just wrap them in there with maybe a little cheese, and you could just, that can, it's almost like eating a little meat something. It's so good, and you can eat that cold, or you can eat it warm. Very yummy. Okay. Well, I don't know what it is that she's saying she doesn't like, but anyway, it's the lettuce. But, all these different ways are ways for you to love yourself. The whole point is, you know, start being more conscious of your eating. Are you eating for fun? Are you eating for boredom? Are you eating for fuel so that your meat suit can do the things you need it to do?
Are you eating because you're sad?
Yes.
Are you eating because you're happy? Whatever. Just be conscious of what you are putting in your mouth and when and why.
And your mood.
Yeah, that's what I said, and why. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like Lydia was saying. So you sit down to eat your meal. Sometimes it is so much fun to get some kind of little yummy vittle or nosh and to just get under your blankies and, you know, kick your feet up and watch a good monster movie. You know, maybe some pepper popcorn, or, you know, maybe you want some macaroni and cheese, but, you know, it's comfort food, but there are ways that you can make things better. Of course, popcorn, you put the pepper on it, and everything's okay. Instead of salt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use salt on my popcorn, obviously. But I do use pepper. And if I just need it to be a little more wonderful, I make it Sir Pepper popcorn. I put sriracha sauce on there with a little bit of butter and a little bit of pepper. The butter gives you all the salt you need. All you need is like 2 tablespoons. Yeah, maybe 3.
I use grated cheese instead.
Yeah. But yeah, that's wonderful.
Put it in the microwave and melt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add some pepper.
Oh, Mel says she tries to drink a full glass of water with every meal. Oh, that's
great.
One of the old tried but true tricks on loving yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
your body is what, folks? 70% water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how we forget.
You could take the slime out of the ocean, like we crawled out of the ocean, but you can't take the ocean out of the slime. Oh, sorry, folks. There's an Amber Alert. Telephone is telling me. So, Amber Alert, folks, wherever you are, watch out for some car in Auburn. Somebody who's not very good with children.
Hmm.
Okay. Did I say what I needed to say?
I don't think so. I think
you're
like
the one doing all the talking.
I don't think so. Yeah, we're doing it too. Come on, Amber Alert. Oh, Amber Alert. They won't feed us, Lena says. It's okay, Lena. You can still eat.
Yes, we want you to eat. And eating, you know, beautiful things. I started my garden this weekend. I was out there and doing some. I actually had to put the fence back up, and we had it tilled, and I was just checking everything out. We have rhubarb. We have a few strawberries coming up. The raspberry bush is looking like it wants to start really growing. So,
yeah, you know, healthy food, food that you grow, it just, I think it tastes better, personally. So if you have a farmer's market near you, I know maybe AJ doesn't, but if you have a farmer's market and you can go down there and talk to the people that love what they do. You know, I'm here to tell you, I have a brother who's a farmer, and this is not a lucrative adventure, even organic. You may pay more, but these people put their love and their heart and their soul into growing food, and I believe you can taste it in the food. I can in my own food. And when I buy stuff from farmers, direct from the farmers, it just blows my mind how wonderful it is. And today, while we were driving, my sister and I were driving all around the city doing different chores, and we found a place, and it said fresh lamb and eggs that they were growing. I'm going to go back there and check out what's going on there. Definitely.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh markets or by the road markets. I don't know if you all have that where you are, where you're driving and you're out in the country, and then as you're going down the road, they'll have like corn and a cob that's just sitting on almost like one of those. Remember those old lemonade stands? It kind of looks like an old lemonade stand, and they have fresh food, fresh vegetables and stuff that are grown in those farms that are right there on the side of the road. So awesome. You can get fresh honey, all kinds of things like that. See, this is all, if you think about this, think about the cycle of that. Taking a drive one Saturday, you just get in the car and say, let's just see where we go. And you head away from the city. You know, some of you are already there, but as you're doing that and you're driving sort of back roads, not freeways, you may encounter this side of the road, whatever. Maybe have fresh flowers, maybe have corn on the cob, maybe have, I don't know, a pumpkin, I don't know. But whatever.
Brenda,
what?
We have those right here in the city. We don't even have to go out of the city. they're on our main roads, and all we have to do is pull off, and they have fresh fruit stands, corn, whatever you may need. They have it right there.
Again, Canada wants to best us, but that's okay, Canada. We love you anyway that you want to rub it on in.
Because we are right next door to British Columbia, we get all of our fresh fruit from there. And when it comes into season, they bring it in from British Columbia on their trucks and sell it in our open markets and on the roadsides, along with when corn is in season, the same thing, or cucumbers or whatever is in season, they bring it in. And so that's, we don't have to go out of the city to find it. And we have so many farmers markets right here in the city, too. It's really wonderful.
Here's where Nina sort of cut me off, and she, I was trying to get to this, that you're loving yourself by getting away from home, getting out of your usual routine. This is a nice little drive. You may meet somebody there. Oftentimes when we see something on the side of the road, I've been on the side of the road kind of stop with lettuce too and different friends, and they're always the nicest people, wonderful farmers that talk about this or that or whatever. And then you go on and you have your little cachet of something fresh, and it's more than just the eating that you're loving yourself with. So, yes, if you live where Nina lives, then you can just, you know, walk down the road and do it, and that's
really
good.
Oh, no, you don't walk. It's a ways. It's a ways away, so you have to drive.
You're totally ruining my routine there. You know, you're like ruining it. I meant to say,
right? I can do that.
I meant to say,
Nina, you had a farmer's market really close to you. I could have walked there.
No. Well, that one up at the high school, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, my point was just more than just, like, loving your body with food can turn into a greater way of loving your body. One time, I got an example, and I know the rest of us do, but one time my friends, I just called them all up. I said, yeah, we're going to go to market on Saturday. And it's like, yeah, what for? I said, we'll get the stuff. Just like they do it in Europe, we'll go to market, get the stuff, and we'll come back here and we'll cook our meal together. And this is not something that any of my friends had ever done with
their friends.
And so what I live is living in Seattle, and in Seattle there's the trolleys and all kinds of bus, whatever, and although they had cars and stuff, I said, we're all hitting the bus. Most of them either lived outside of the city, so they didn't really use the bus. They always drove everywhere. And we all headed down to market. And then, you know, we went to the Italian market. We went down to this, that, whatever. And we came back with fresh vegetables and some sweet mountain gorgonzola cheese fresh from the market. And we got, of course, bottled wine. I bought fresh pasta. And I whipped up this vegetable sort of toss with some Alfredo. Instead of Alfredo, it was gorgonzola with a little cream mixed in there with things like snap peas and carrots and bell peppers and all this stuff. And garlic. And we also, of course, got bread. And so all that. And the whole evening was just like, that was so much fun. They talked about it for years. Yes, it was just nothing. You just went and got the food fresh with your loved ones, and you all came back and contributed and made this wonderful meal. And to this day, we have that wonderful memory, and that was loving ourselves with food and each other. So wherever you're planting your love, folks, because as I was talking to Nina earlier today, this is, we're creating your love life. We're creating the life that you're loving yourself with. This is the love life. That's what these shows are all about. They're not about, I just need to hear myself talk. I get enough of Nina and Lydia all the time. That's totally a joke. That's totally a joke. And there's other friends that are here that connect that I don't get to see and speak to, like AJ and Mel, and I don't get to talk to Lennis as much either because, well, school and everything. But, yeah, brilliant. Thank you. I love, and all the people listening, But this is really about how we're all trying to grow and create our love lives, the life that we love. And that starts spreading all around us.
And speaking of growing, I'm on a Huffington Post article called Love Yourself Through Conscious Eating. And she says in this that self-love through food is connected to the root chakra or first chakra, which governs the first stage of emotional and psychological development. The root chakra is connected to physical identity, physical body, grounding, our relationship to the mother, and sense of feeling safe and secure in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. Yeah, that is one of the most important ones.
So that is, yeah, that's the first one, you know. So it's kind of apropos that we're talking about the first chakra or self-love through food. When we're trying to love ourselves more, I think that it begins there. I really do. She also goes on to say that eating disorders, food addictions, or obsessive control over diet, the body and food can result from a child growing up in an unsafe environment. Abuse, war zone, constant fighting, financial distress, physical illness, or having an insecure attachment to the mother. Mother was depressed, alcoholic, addict, working all the time, emotionally unavailable or unsafe. Our unconscious tries to overcompensate, insulate, or create an internal sense of safety or control through our food choices and physical body. So this is almost elemental in our lives.
Absolutely.
That first relationship with your mother, if that wasn't good, that's the root of your being so many times. So if you can treat yourself with love through food, there's a lot of healing that can take place, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Kachil, one of the things they find with people who experience anorexia or bulimia or some kind of compulsive overeater issues, whatever your eating issues, it is exactly as Lydia explained, trying to gain control over your environment. Children don't have a lot of ways to gain control because they basically have none. You know, they're under the guise of two people who are either, or one person, who are either mature enough to understand how incredible they are or not. They're human. Even before they became parents, they're human, which means they have a lot of flaws because most of us are still building our temples or figuring out who we are. Unfortunately, a lot of children suffer from that. So, yeah, everybody I've ever met who's had some kind of eating disorder, their lives, there was some either safety or control issue going on when they were kids that they had no control over.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yeah,
now,
I agree.
Most of us do have some control. And as we have learned through past shows, the past does not equal the future. So, and we're at the helm of our bus, right? Who's driving your bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't remember these shows, then there's a whole bunch on the Success, the Essence of Success Radio Network. There's a bunch of archives. You can go back, click in under Lennis, and look at all those different shows and take a listen, because there's wealth in that for you and your health. And we're not preaching because we're perfect. We're not preaching, period. we're saying, hey, we're moving on this great journey, and we're here to share it with you. Come go with us if you choose.
Yeah, we're going to make mistakes. Believe me, we're going to make them just, we make them all the time. But, yeah, I'll tell you, when I've made a mistake, not a biggie. Just forgive yourself and move on. I just want to interrupt for 1 minute and give out the phone number, area code 646-727-2914. We welcome any comments you'd like to give to us. Please call or pop in the chat room. Yeah. It's quite lively tonight.
Yeah, come on and give us a call. I'd love to know how you nourish yourself with food. I think it's just very important to prepare your own food, but maybe you go out to eat. Last night we actually went out to eat, and I had a polenta with eggplant that was so delicious, and I got they had two sizes, and I got the small size, and it was perfect, absolutely perfect for me. But,
wonderful.
It was wonderful. I love preparing food because while you are preparing, you can listen to the Essence of Success radio. You can go in the archives and listen to something. You can also have the chance to infuse love into the food and listen to your favorite music, whatever. But, you know, it's part of a ritual. You can make it a ritual.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on a journey. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's a great journey, and so the best way to get where you're going is to take care of your meat suit so that you can use that vehicle the whole way.
mm-hmm. Now I have likened your body to a good analogy for me is like getting like a Ferrari. Or some kind of amazing car. So you've got this amazing car, and it needs some gas, right? So you go into the gas station, and are you going to put the cheapest gas into your Ferrari? I don't think so. First of all, if you can afford a Ferrari, you're going to afford the nice gas that it's recommended for your highest octane needs for your amazing vehicle. But I think of my body as this vehicle that does so much. It helps me create pottery. It helps me go to sales. It helps me love other people. It helps me see amazing things. And I want this vehicle to run for a long time. So I want to put the very best fuel in it that I can. That's been an analogy of mine since I worked at Curves and spoke to the women about that. So, you know, think of yourself as this really gorgeous sports car, or maybe you love pickup trucks, but think of yourself as this amazing pickup truck with all this power, and you're beautiful, and you know, you want to keep it going down the road, folks. So...
And
you
if you think you're driving a hoopty, beat-up old bomber, then maybe you could take a look at putting that premium gas into your system and helping your little vehicle turn into a Maserati or something like that. So,
well, last long enough to make it a collector's item.
There you go.
My sister and I saw the most amazing red convertible Cadillac with the fins, and I'm not a car expert, but so I said, I think that's from the 60s, because I remember those fins when I was a kid, and
fins were probably the 50s, Lydia.
No, the fins on the Caddy were not those high fins. Really, I don't know. You probably know more than me, but I remember the fins as a kid, and that's what I thought. Anyway, but yeah, no, it was a beautiful. It was a classic, but someone either bought it and didn't use it very much, or inherited it from someone that didn't use it very much, or they restored it. So how are you going to restore your vehicle if you're driving a clunker? How are you going to restore it? I think
we have some feedback from the chat room, and Holly says she's a VW bug, and AJ says she's a Fred Flintstone car, relying on the good old feet.
Well, then you need a lot of good fuel, girlfriend, so that your feet can keep moving.
Hey, Lettuce, actually, talk about VW bugs, Holly. One of the reasons that I learned how to drive stick shift so well is Lettuce had this, she had this old VW bug, and it's in my mind, and I could tell you, and you'd know exactly what I'm talking about, but anyway, it has to do with the clutch and the gears. But anyway, it was going out. And in Seattle, the hills are constant. Maybe San Francisco has more hill. They have big hills, but we have constant hills all around us. So if you're driving clutch, you got to be ready to figure it out so you're not going to back into the car, you know, roll back into the car as you're trying to get started back in first gear. And that's where I learned to drive stick so well on a car whose stick shift was kind of going out. So you almost had to be in third gear just to be, you know, going on a regular 25-mile-an-hour road. So, yeah. So I have a lot of love in my heart for VWs.
I do too.
Just because it gave me my confidence. Huh?
A VW bug was my first car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cute little buggers. Buggers. And I even love the new ones that came out. I think they're so cute. But, yeah. So, hey, whatever vehicle you're choosing to, you know, smooth on down the road with, you know, make sure it's got good fuel. Here's something that talks about oats, beans, and apples. What do we need, folks? We need good soluble fiber in our systems. Make sure those intestines aren't doing some kind of bad dances up in there and inviting in creeper things like cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to bring in more fruits and vegetables because of all the wonderful stuff it gives. Bananas, berries, broccoli. Broccoli has a lot of vitamin C in it. A lot of people who say, oh, you got to drink milk. You don't have to drink any milk to get vitamin C. You can get it from all kinds of other places. Or vitamin D. Excuse me, vitamin
D.
D.
Yeah, D.
You can get that from other places, too. And don't forget your brown rice, your whole wheat pasta. Nina's a whole wheat pasta woman right there.
I am so. There's no white pasta in my house at all. That just not something we've been doing for a long time. We have we use brown rice, wild rice. There's no white rice in the house either. So, yeah, it's just those little changes that make a world of difference to your health and your body.
Mm-hmm. Now, my sweetie, who's 100% Sicilian, he just says it's not right. I said, honey, it comes from the same place. You know, durum wheat, the whole thing. He's like, he said, I don't care. It's not right. And he said, I won't eat that crap. But he's Sicilian, which means you get the opinionated from ear to ear, from constant to constant. So it's kind of funny about that, about the whole wheat pasta. Yeah, he's just, but he eats less, he'd rather just eat less pasta. And that's another thing to manage too, folks.
Yeah.
If there's something that you really love and you know that it doesn't affect your system as well, you know, just stave it off a little bit. Holly says that she doesn't really, she has a hard time getting vegetables in. One of the things I do is I will dump vegetables. Mel could tell you I will dump vegetables in almost anything I'm making. If I'm making macaroni and cheese, guess what's going in it? I don't care if it's peas or mixed vegetables or chopped collard greens from the freezer. It could be spinach. It could be chopped kale that I have fresh. I don't care. I just I don't even think about it. It's just like, get some vegetables in there. And it's a good way to hide your vegetables in stuff you love. Soup, you can chop kale up into any kind of soup you're making. Anything. Potato soup.
I put vegetables in all of my soups. And I also, because I do look after little ones, I hide them in a lot of things. I will grate vegetables into their mac and cheese and stuff like that. So they don't even know it's there, but they are getting the extra nutrients from it. Do that with yourselves. Do that with your, if you have children that are a little bit fussy about eating, do it with them.
You know, one of the best, to me, tomato sauce recipes that I ever got was from Weight Watchers. And it's just onions and garlic sauteed with carrots. And I think you can put celery, of course, in there. I'm trying to think if there was something else. A zucchini you could put in there, too, I have. And then you just put in a can of crushed tomatoes. And it's a wonderful tomato sauce, you know. And you can put it over spaghetti squash. My family, I started using spaghetti squash, and my family was, like, looking like, oh, that's no good. And then they tasted it. And now they prefer when I make it with the spaghetti squash. So tomato sauce.
Spaghetti squash is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I could eat that stuff, I think, every day. It's so delicious.
It is delicious. Very good.
Okay, and hey, fish, folks, fish. Remember we were talking about getting away from meat for a little bit? Fish. And there's a lot of fishes that do a sort of like meat mimicking kind of thing. Let's see, what's that one fish that is it ai that's a little more meaty like, and some fresh tunas,
the ahi, and also shark. And if you're eating shark and it's a little too tough for you, marinate it in herbal oils and it will taste just like a swordfish. Swordfish has the texture of a steak and it's a light taste. But
I find them both salty.
But if you try marinating them in herbal oils. In fact, I would do that. I'd cut them up and make kebabs, but I would marinate it in herbal oils, the shark, and shark is a lot less expensive than swordfish, and people really thought it was swordfish, and it was shark. It was delicious. Just about overnight. It breaks down the fibers in the so that it's not so tough. Just like when you marinate meats, it can make them more tender too.
But don't you find them salty, Lydia?
No.
No?
Nope.
No.
The few times that I've had both of them, I found them salty.
Was that in a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They salt everything. They're, you know, most people do like salt, so they go pretty crazy with salt a lot of times. I
tell them not to salt anything for me, so I don't know.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I don't know. No, they're not salty. They should not be salty. Mine are never salty.
Okay. I'll have to try
it's funny. David and I were talking about, it was a birthday meal. We had went to a really nice restaurant here in town. Anthony's Homeport, and sorry, Anthony, this is what you did. And I had asked for some French fries with no salt on them because I don't like salt in my food. And they brought out the fries, and when I went to pick up a French fry, it felt like there was sand all over my fingers. And I said to the, there was a manager standing, he goes, "What's the problem?" And I said, "Hey, I asked for no salt. Do you see my fingers?" And he goes, "Oh, I will make sure that I'll bring out a new one." He brings out some more, and my friend and I were looking down at it's like, is there something I'm missing? I mean, there's like slightly less, but there was so much salt on there before, it was ridiculous. And she said, "There's still salt on it." So, yeah, it was just like, never mind, I told him. And he said, why? I said, no, it's all right. And I actually, that was one of the last times I went out to a restaurant with a bunch of people. I actually got sick. Before I could even get home, I got sick because of the grease and the salt, and I just don't normally eat it at home. So,
wow.
And I'm, listen, folks, I am not a health freak. So I don't, I hope I'm not giving anybody that kind of idea. I, you know, I frequently forget to eat. I indulge or overindulge occasionally when I get strange cravings, and then they're gone for like 2-3 years. But I have a really weird sense of eating, but I don't judge myself anymore. I just, if I have a craving, I know that there's something going on. And that's another thing about loving yourself. Listen to your body. If you find yourself wanting all of a sudden potato chips and, you know, cheeses or ham, things that are really salty, maybe, you know, you're not getting enough water in or something, and your body's trying to get you to retain salt so it can retain water. Because it's strange, maybe in your mind, like, I don't know why I want this, but your body is wanting something. It really does try to bring about stasis in our food. Our body needs something. There's a nutrient lack or something. And it might be iron, which a lot of people are iron deficient. So anyway, I know we're getting long in the tooth in the show. The whole point is listen to your body. You know, your baby needs you. Love your baby. The baby is yours and it's you.
And love your baby with food.
Food, yeah. So, now, we do need to talk about what's coming up, folks, because we're on a journey. And that journey entails, first, we're learning to appreciate our body. We're still working on that. Baby B, going to get a little sleep. And then today we're talking about how to feed Baby B, because Baby B needs some better foods than just Pringles and Spam. And so next week we're going to talk about habit or no habit. And Mike, yeah, right?
Yeah, yep, right. That's what we're going to talk about.
And that's because we're getting ready to embark on almost
a
like
challenge.
An odyssey. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to have all of us working with you in, you know, our own little veins of a challenge. So it's kind of like Jason and the Argonauts. Remember those big journey movies, folks, where Jason goes out, they got to go out and get the golden fleece or something, or got to go save some princess. Well, guess what? We're going out to save ourselves. And we don't need no stinking Jason to do it. We're doing it ourselves. So we're all on the crew. This is the crew. Nina, Lydia, and Brenda, and all of you, we're all on the crew. And we're going to help you by keeping track of your challenge that we'll be starting. We're going to get busy next week, right?
Yeah, end of the show next week, we are going to issue a challenge to all of you and to ourselves as well, because we are on this journey with you. So get ready. And then the week after that is when we are doing something a little bit different.
But we will be checking in every week for 3 weeks. That would add up to 21 days. So start thinking about what things you either want to change or you'd like to incorporate in your life. And Mel is asking me, she's like, well, what's the challenge? The challenge is yours, baby. You get to pick it. This is where you get to pick whatever flavor of ice cream you want. Or sherbet if you don't like ice cream.
or gelato. So here is my challenge to someone that I know and love, like Mel, would be to, you know, if you're really on riding your bike, you know, that is really, really good. I'm not going to take that away from you, but maybe your self-talk is really negative. I would say get out of your comfort zone. If you're already exercising very steadily, I would like to see people getting out of their comfort zones, doing something that they normally wouldn't do. Now, if you're eating well, if you're a great cook and you're cooking at home a lot and you're eating really well, I still would like you to maybe reach out and, you know, be able to look in the mirror while you're naked and tell yourself how beautiful you are. That, to me, for a lot of people, would be a bigger challenge than exercising every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it would be. I can attend. Yeah,
we're
going to
have a bunch of ideas next week that we will bring you.
Yeah.
Now, Holly.
Now, Holly, be nice. She says, no mirrors for me. Thank you very much.
Holly, I am going for you, baby. We're going to do some mirror work. We are going to do some mirror work because I already know how beautiful you are, and I think that I think mirror work would be a very good thing. I mean, think about it. I won't push anybody, but if you tell me, if I know that you are riding your bike an hour a day, stationary or otherwise, and you tell me, I'm going to ride my bike for 7 days straight, I'm going to smack you up the side of the head. I want to challenge you. I would personally love to challenge you to do something you're completely uncomfortable with.
So she's trying to tell you that you can't, she's saying the challenge should not, or, okay, we don't want your challenge, how to frame this. The challenge ought to be something that you aren't already doing. So if you've already been riding your bike for 3 months, that's not a challenge.
That's not.
In other words,
you have to start a new habit or break an old
one.
Or
reduce something or, you know, let something go or bring something in. But it's a 21-day thing, so it's a commitment. We're asking you to make a commitment, and I don't particularly care for that word, but probably because I tend to have trouble with that. But I'm going to be
that's
struggling with
you. That's why I said habit.
Yeah.
That's why I said habit rather than commitment. That's why I said habit.
Okay, so there we are, folks.
And if you want, when after next week, you can email us and let us know what you're doing or trying to do, or come on the show and tell us. But if you don't want to come on the show, let us know in the chat room, email us, do something. Just let us know what you're doing for that 21 days. And then at the end of the 21 days on June the 2nd, we're going to talk about what we've done.
Yeah, we'll review how well you've done. You can either give us your initial or your first initial, or your first and last initial, or you can give us your first name, however you would like to say it. And it's like we want to have everyone check in each week. So like the beginning of each show for the next 3 weeks after we start next week, we're going to say, okay, here's the challenge check-in. It's going to be the beginning of the show so that everybody can see how everyone else is doing. And then we're going to move on to our regular show until the end. And then we're going to have a big celebration. Right, ladies? I got champagne.
Yeah.
I got champagne refrigerated, and I will be popping that when we finish the show.
I may have to get some.
That's right. This is big, folks. This is loving you. This is creating your love life, and that's what we're all about. Okay.
Okay, anything let's go on to the shows for the week.
Oh,
unless
somebody
else has got anything. Has anybody else got anything to say? Lydia?
No, I'm fine. I want everybody. I mean, I'm going to practice what I preach. I'm going to take baby Lydia and also think of the habit that I want to create.
Okay, and you are on the road for next week's show, are you not?
I am on Saturday. I will be report. I will give you a live show from San Francisco, and I'm going to report how taking the train to San Francisco from Denver to San Francisco was. I'm going to possibly have some pictures put up, but maybe not because I won't have my computer with me. But I am very excited to be it's one of my favorite cities. And one of the reasons I love it so much is because it's like the city of the heart. And I
it sure is.
In San Francisco. Yeah, I'm not going to leave my heart there. I'm going to bring it with me, but I'm going to bring it to San Francisco. So Time to Love, it'll be at 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time.
Okay.
All right. So, we're kind of going backwards, but that's okay. Tomorrow's show, Tuesday, BYO Brilliance. Oh. Brenda.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow's show, we're connecting with nature. More love, but yeah, connecting with nature tomorrow. So that's it, and it'll be at 6 p.m.
Thank you. And Wednesday is Psychic Readings with Lennis, and that's on at 5 o'clock?
5 p.m.
Pacific time?
Pacific time.
Yes. Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda, and that is what film? That's White Squall, isn't it?
It's called White Squall, yes. And
yes,
that's a real sort of coming of age, and I think it's actually based on a true story. It really happened. There's a tragedy in there, and it really happened. And so it's a really good movie, actually, folks, with some wonderful psychological things to talk about. So 6 p.m. Pacific time, join us for White Squall.
And then Friday will be Traffic Jam. Lennis will be away, but she is going to archive one of her shows. So we'll have that on the go. And Saturday, as Lydia told you, she's on the road with Time to Love from San Francisco. We're all looking forward to that. Sunday in the studio with Lennis.
Is either going to be an archive show or it most likely will be an archive show, so... Lennis is actually going to be out of town.
Yeah, she's on a little holiday first. And then Monday, we've told you all that it's L&B, and that will be Habit or No Habit. And that at the end of that, we will issue the challenge to all of you. So stay tuned, folks. We got lots of good stuff coming up. Lydia, are you going to be with us next Monday?
I should most definitely be with you.
Okay.
All righty. Yep. Sounds good. So you will be on the road.
So we're
going to
end... We're gonna do our meditation, folks, and okay.
I'm ready.
Course.
Okay, here we go, folks. Here we go.
You said that already.
I know I'm wrong. I'm trying my best to be a good girl.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Om. Good night, everyone. Have a love-filled week.